Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
I've got a chance last year to kind of be around Jordan Palmer and work with him and develop relationships. So just hearing from Jordan and telling him the different stuff we've talked about, that's the experience I haven't got a chance to meet him. I just talked on the phone with him, and it's an honor to be selected and represent the Bears. So I'm really excited to get over there and meet with him and learn from him.
What's your relationship with Jordan?
I met him, I was a counselor, I was 11 last May, and met him there and worked with him there. And then before the Senior Bowl this year, he was training a couple quarterbacks with Bortles and Brett Smith, and then I went and worked with him for a week there. And then before he headed back to Chicago, I worked with him again. And over the last year and a half, we've been talking.
What do you know about the Bears quarterback situation there? I know everybody knows the Mark Trestman as a quarterback guru, but Jay Cutler's here. He's got the big long-term deal, but he comes with quite the injury history.
I know Jay's there, and then Jordan, and then Gerard Butler, and it's just, I'm excited for the opportunity to come in and compete and learn from Jay and work with Jordan and Gerard and learn from Coach Cromer and Coach Kavanaugh and Coach Trestman. I'm really excited for the opportunity and can't wait to get there and compete.
David, I know you started at Nevada and then realized pretty quick that pistol running might not be for you. Just talk about your trip to this point, going from there to junior college to San Jose.
Yeah, I committed to Nevada before my senior year, and Coach Hall was the head coach there still. And he said before Kaepernick, it was a passing offense, and that's what he wanted to do with me, and that's what he saw it going. So looked like a good opportunity. And after being there for a semester, we both kind of, it was kind of mutual, and he wanted to go that way with Kaepernick and keep running the ball and go with that style. So just saw myself being successful going to a junior college for 2 years and really developed myself there. And then after my second year at NBC, San Jose State offered me, and it was really a perfect situation and opportunity. It was an hour away from home, and was able to just go down the street and play at San Jose for 2 years, and had a great experience there.
David, what was your contact with the Bears leading up to this point? How much did you have?
Coach Kavanaugh came and worked me out, I think it was a week ago. So I got to picked him up from the airport and spent a morning with him this morning and afternoon and watched some film, threw the ball around, and spend some time with him. So,
how would you define yourself as a quarterback? What do you think is your best skill?
I definitely think my mechanics are pretty consistent, and my anticipation and accuracy, I feel like I'm consistent, and I do a good job of giving my receivers the best chance to make a play. And my footwork as well. But I'm always trying to improve everything. But if I had to take something, I would say my anticipation and accuracy and mechanics.
Any other questions?
David, how did you develop that anticipation?
I think just experience playing. After Nevada, I played my first NBC, my second year at NBC, and then just experience and developing my game and understanding as I transitioned to San Jose, the different balls I could throw and allowing my receiver to make plays in relationship to the defender. So I think just with the experience of playing and over time.
David, getting back to your thoughts on Mark Trestman, what is getting a coach like that who has reputation that he has, what does that mean to you? How significant is that? And I mean, did you see some of the success he had with Josh McCown, who was kind of a journeyman before last year?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time talking with Jordan, and he just praises him all the time. So just to get this opportunity and being drafted by the Bears and Coach Tressman. It's an honor with a coach like that. So, and then I did get a chance to watch a couple games last year, and Jordan telling me all the stuff. So I'm really looking forward to the experience, and it's an honor to be drafted by them.
How strange will it be to be in competition with Jordan? Do you feel like he's a guy that you got to beat out for a roster spot, maybe, or does he go from mentor to kind of competitor?
I think he'll always be a mentor. I'm always picking his brain, and we have a great relationship. So I'm looking forward to working with him and competing. Everyone's competing, so. But definitely looking forward just to working with him and getting better, and I'm excited.
David, when you went through the workouts this offseason, you were at the Senior Bowl. Was there anything that you learned early on that people wanted to see from you, or anything that you knew you had to work on?
I think after the first day of the Senior Bowl, there was a lot of arm strength going on, arm strength talk, and I've never felt that I've had an arm strength issue. The first day of the Senior Bowl, I had the flu, and it definitely wasn't my best first impression, but I feel that everybody I've thrown around or been with doesn't say that I don't have the arm to make any of the throws. So that's one thing. But I'm always trying to prove that, too, whether that's just getting in the best shape I can be or getting my core going and strengthening up my shoulder and just all the little different things. So just one part of improving myself as a quarterback.